Welcome back to the Nerd Level Tech AI Cast, the only podcast where export bans are just as exciting as new GPU launches. I'm Alex.
And I'm Jamie. And today we've got some juicy AI drama to sink our nerdy teeth into. Claude Fable 5 is back, baby.
That's right. After a wild 19-day government-mandated timeout, Claude Fable 5, Anthropic's latest AI model, has returned to the global stage. Why was it benched? What changed? And what does this mean for all you devs and tinkerers out there?
Spoiler alert, it involves an Amazon jailbreak, government export controls, and more acronyms than a Silicon Valley lunch meeting. So Alex, can you give us the TLDR of what happened here?
Absolutely. Picture this, June 9th, 2026, Anthropic launches Claude Fable 5 to much fanfare. 3 days in, Amazon researchers discover a clever way to get Fable 5 to flag software bugs and even generate exploit code for one. Suddenly, the US government hits the big red pause button, suspending Fable 5 for everyone, everywhere.
Wait, everyone? Like, I can't even ask it to write a haiku, everyone?
Literally everyone, even inside Anthropic. If you were breathing and not a US citizen, heck, even if you were, it didn't matter. Fable 5 and its sibling model, Mythos 5, went dark for the entire planet.
That's a lot of power for a bug report. What was so scary about this jailbreak?
Good question. Basically, Amazon researchers fed Fable 5 some code with known vulnerabilities and asked it to fix the code. Fable 5 dutifully pointed out the bugs, and in one case, helpfully showed how to exploit one. Now here's the kicker. Every major AI model, OpenAI's GPT 5.5, Moonshot's Kimi K 2.7, could do the same thing.
So it's like blaming one kid for sneaking cookies when the whole class was in the jar?
Exactly. It wasn't a Fable 5-only party trick, but since the government couldn't instantly verify everyone's identity or nationality and Anthropic's models were public, the only way to comply was to cut everyone off.
So what changed to get Fable 5 back online? Did Anthropic just say pretty please?
Not quite, but close. Anthropic hustled to create a new safety classifier, a sort of digital bouncer that blocks the specific fix-this-code jailbreak trick. It now catches over 99% of those requests. When the classifier flags something, it punts you over to the slightly less capable Claude Opus 4.8 and notifies you.
Wait, so if I ask Fable 5 to help me with a legit bug, I might get shuffled to Opus 4.8 instead?
Yeah, that's the trade-off. The new filter is a little overzealous, kind of like a spam filter that sometimes catches your grandma's emails about banana bread. Anthropic admits there will be more false positives, but they're refining it.
Well, at least my banana bread's safe. So Fable 5 is back on all platforms?
Mostly. You can access it on the Claude platform, Claude.ai, Claude Code, and Claude Cowork. Mythos 5, which is the same model minus some cyber safeguards, is back but only for Project Glasswing organizations, a fancy name for critical infrastructure partners.
What about folks using AWS, Google Cloud, or Microsoft Foundry? I know some devs who live and die by those clouds.
As of July 1st, Fable 5 is back on Anthropic's own surfaces. For cloud partners, Anthropic says access is coming as quickly as possible, so check your platform status page before assuming it's all systems go.
Now, I heard there's a new jailbreak severity framework being built. Sounds like the AI industry's answer to the DEFCON scale. What's that about?
Spot on. Anthropic, Amazon, Microsoft, and Google are working on a four-part framework to score how dangerous a jailbreak really is. The criteria? Capability gain, breadth of gain, ease of weaponization, and discoverability. The idea is to help the industry and regulators focus on what really matters instead of panicking over every bug.
So if someone finds a way to make Fable 5 take over the power grid, that's a DEFCON 1. If it just helps you debug your JavaScript, maybe more like DEFCON meh.
Exactly. Plus, Anthropic's now running a public bug bounty on HackerOne for cyber jailbreaks. So if you find something wild, you can report it and maybe even get paid.
I'm just going to ask it to write me a secure login page, see what happens.
Test responsibly, Jamie.
Always. Now, I noticed this all went down just days after a new executive order about AI security. Did that play any role?
That's the twist. Executive Order 14409 set up a voluntary process for AI labs to give the government a heads up before launching major models. But Fable 5 skipped that. It was already live when the export control hammer came down. So instead of a nice, orderly process, we got an emergency recall.
Typical, skip the paperwork, get grounded.
Pretty much. Anthropic's now collaborating more closely with the government. The whole episode exposed a gap between optional guidelines and actual emergency powers.
For devs listening, what should they do now, besides refreshing status pages and crossing fingers?
Great question. Here's the short list. Confirm you actually have access to Fable 5, especially if you use a cloud partner. Expect the new classifier to be a bit hair trigger. If your workflow involves debugging or security reviews, budget for some Opus 4.8 detours. Watch your usage caps. Pro, Max, Team, and select enterprise plans get up to 50% of their weekly limits through July 7th, then it's usage credits only. And keep an eye on the jailbreak severity framework. It could set the standard for how labs and red teams respond to future vulnerabilities.
So basically, check your access, expect a few hiccups, and don't assume the AI is uniquely dangerous just because it got flagged first.
Exactly. And if you find a bug, report it. The community is now officially part of the defense team.
I guess we're all on the AI safety squad now. Any parting thoughts, Alex?
Only that in AI land, suspense has a whole new meaning. And if you ever get locked out of your favorite model, just remember, it's not personal, it's national security.
And that's why you always keep a backup model handy.
Thanks for tuning in to the Nerd Level Tech AI Cast. Don't forget to subscribe, leave us a review, and send us your wildest Fable 5 jailbreak stories.
Until next time, stay nerdy, stay curious, and may your code always compile.